لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما.
Those believers who remain behind from striving in Allah's path, besides those who have an excuse, such as sickness, are not equal to those who strive in Allah's path, spending their wealth and giving their time. Allah has given those who strive in His path a rank above those who remain behind. Those who strive, as well as those who remain behind with a valid excuse, shall receive the reward they deserve. Allah has preferred those who strive over those who sit back by giving them a greater reward from Him.
درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
This reward will be ranks of loftiness and positions in the paradise, one above the other, together with forgiveness of their sins and mercy. Allah is always forgiving and merciful towards His servants.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
When the angels take the souls of those who wrong themselves by not migrating from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam, the angels say to them at that time, while reprimanding them, "What was the status of your religion that you did not migrate?" They reply, presenting the excuse, "We were weak and powerless, and we could not defend ourselves." The angels again criticize them, "Were not the lands of Allah spacious enough for you to leave the place you were in order to save your religion and yourselves from humiliation and domination? The end of those who did not migrate will be the fire of hell, where they will settle. What an evil place of return it will be for them." This is because their failure to migrate, despite being able to do so, indicates that they were not true in their Islam.
إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا.
Those weak ones with genuine excuses, whether they were men, women or children, are excluded from this warning because they had no way to remove the oppression and domination, and they could not find any way out.
فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًّا غَفُورًا.
Perhaps Allah will pardon such people through His mercy and grace. Allah always pardons His servants and forgives those who repent to Him. After giving this warning for not migrating, despite having the ability, Allah then gives encouragement for migration in the following verse.
وَمَن يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً وَمَن يَخْرُجْ مِن بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا.
Whoever migrates from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam in order to gain Allah's pleasure will find a much better place in the land they migrated to in comparison to the land they left. In this new land, they will receive honor and much provision. Whoever leaves their home as migrants to Allah and His Messenger and then pass away before reaching the land they are migrating to, their reward shall definitely be with Allah, even though they did not reach the land of migration. Allah is forgiving and merciful to those of His servants who repent to Him.
وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا.
When you travel in the land, there is no sin on you if you shorten the prayer from 4 units to 2 units of prayer. If you fear that the disbelievers will harm you, the disbelievers are open enemies to you, O believers. Beneficial points. The verses show the superiority of striving in Allah's path and the great reward that those who do so will be given, having been exclusively promised high ranks in paradise. Those with responsible excuses are not required to strive in Allah's path, yet they will receive a reward based on their good intentions. The verses show the virtue of migrating to an Islamic land and its necessity for those who are able to do so and who fear for their religion in their homeland. The prayer may be shortened when traveling.
وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ ولتأت طائفة أخرى لم يصلوا فليصلوا معك وليأخذوا حذرهم وأسلحتهم ود الذين كفروا لو تغفلون عن أسلحتكم وأمتعتكم فيميلون عليكم ميلة واحدة ولا جناح عليكم إن كان بكم أذى من مطر أو كنتم مرضى أن تضعوا أسلحتكم وخذوا حذركم إن الله أعد للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
When you, O Messenger, are with them in the army, fighting the enemy, and you wish to lead them in prayer, then divide the army into 2 groups. One group should stand and pray with you, keeping their weapons with them during the prayer, whilst the other group guards you. When the first group has completed 1 unit of prayer with the Imam, it must complete the rest of the prayer on its own, and then go to the back to face the direction of the enemy. Then the other group, which was on guard and which has not prayed as yet, should come and pray 1 unit of prayer with the leader. When the leader completes the prayer with the salam, they should complete the balance of their prayer on their own. They should be careful of the enemy and keep their weapons with them. The disbelievers wish that you become unmindful of your weapons and your goods when you are in prayer, so that they can attack you in a single assault. There is no sin on you to put down your weapons when you are in difficulty because of rain, illness, and the like, but be careful of the enemy as much as possible. Allah has prepared for the disbelievers a punishment that will humiliate them.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا.
When you, O believers, have finished the prayer, then remember Allah by glorifying Him by saying, Subhanallah, praising Him by saying, Alhamdulillah, and declaring His oneness by saying, La ilaha illallah. This is to be done however possible, whether you are standing, sitting or lying on your sides. When the fear is gone and you are safe, then establish the prayer by fulfilling all its articles, obligations and recommendations, as you have been instructed. Prayer is an obligation on the believers that is linked to particular times and may not be delayed without a valid reason when one is a resident. However, when you are traveling, you are allowed to join and shorten prayers.
وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
Do not become weak and lazy, O believers, in pursuing your disbelieving enemy. If you are suffering pain because of the killing and injury that afflicts you, then they too are suffering the same pain as well. So do not let their patience be greater than yours, because you have hope of reward, help and support from Allah, which they cannot hope for. Allah knows the conditions of His servants and is wise in His planning and legislation.
Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqq litahkuma bayna an-nas bima araka Allah wala takun lil-kha'inina khaseema.
I have sent down to you, O Messenger, the Qur'an, which contains the truth, so that you can clarify matters and judge between the people in accordance with what Allah has taught and inspired you with, and not according to your whims and fancy. Do not be one to defend those who betray their own selves and their promises against those who demand their rights from them. Beneficial points. The verse describes the manner and rules relating to prayer at the time of fear, Salatul Khawf. A believer is instructed to adopt normal worldly means in all circumstances and is not excused from doing so even at the time of worship. A person should remember Allah at all times, as this gives life to the heart and brings spiritual tranquility. Prayer must be established at its set times without any delay. It is prohibited to show weakness and laziness when fighting the enemy, and it's necessary to be patient at this time.